Last year, the fifth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-5, was published by American Psychiatric Publishing with enormous public interest and scrutiny. The manual is expressly and primarily for the use of clinicians to help them diagnose the disorders that patients present with in their offices. But this year, a version of the same book will be published that is meant for patients and their families and other members of the lay public, that is, for the average guy or gal on the street. This new layperson's guide to the DSM-5, entitled Understanding Mental Disorders, Your Guide to DSM-5, will be published by American Psychiatric Publishing in May.
We thought that there was really nothing on the market that addressed the needs of the lay public in terms of understanding psychiatric disorders, and particularly understanding DSM-5. So there's really nothing like it on the market. There's nothing quite as comprehensive, and we feel that this fills an important gap.
That's psychiatrist Donald Black, one of a six-member editorial advisory panel that reviewed and edited the book. Understanding Mental Disorders, Your Guide to DSM-5, is intended for patients and their families, but also for other members of the public who have an interest in psychiatric illness and how it might be affecting the people around them or the people for whom they are responsible. Teachers, administrators, coaches, employers, and clergy persons, among others, will find this book helpful. A first draft of the book was written by a professional medical and healthcare writer, but each chapter was rigorously reviewed, edited, and revised by the six-member editorial advisory panel.
One of the things that's most important about this is that there are really no other books for the public about these disorders, and none of them cover DSM-5 in its entirety the way this does. And many of the books on the market are not authoritative, nor are they written in a style that's accessible to the lay reader. This one is.
Each disease section in the book includes not only a description of the disorder, but a variety of user-friendly features. Tips for medication use, ways to cope with the disorder, and what to expect when seeking treatment. And each chapter includes an illustrative patient story drawn from real patient experiences, but with the names and other identifying information changed. Mirroring the clinician's version released last year, the new layperson's guide is arranged roughly along developmental lines, reflecting a lifespan approach to mental illness. Black has had a career-long research and clinical interest in obsessive-compulsive disorders, a category of disorders that comprises the sixth chapter of the new layperson's guide. The book will describe these disorders as involving, quote, fears, worries, urges, or thoughts. Those are the obsessions that distract and distress the people who have them. These obsessions are often combined with ritualistic behaviors. Those are the compulsions that are repeated in an intense attempt to deal with the unwanted obsessions, end quote. Importantly, the new manual alerts readers to the fact that DSM-5 marks a departure from previous editions of the DSM because it separates the obsessive-compulsive disorders from the anxiety disorders into a separate chapter.
Well, this is really emblematic of how important DSM-5 is, because the process to create DSM-5 included data that has been collected over the last 10, 15, 20 years. It had become very clear during that time that there was a group of disorders related to obsessive-compulsive disorder. Many experts have written about this over the years, and the authors of DSM-5 decided to create a new chapter to recognize the fact that data points in that direction. Data from family studies, follow-up studies, treatment studies, and brain imaging all seem to point in the same direction, that there's this group of disorders related to OCD. I think this is important in terms of our field. It's important in terms of showing that the DSM-5 is responsive to scientific advances. And I think this will help both physicians and patients in identifying these disorders and providing better treatment.
Psychiatric News will be publishing a series of articles about the new manual leading up to its release in the spring. So stay tuned for more information about the book and how psychiatrists, their patients, family members, and other members of the public can obtain a copy of Understanding Mental Disorders, Your Guide to DSM-5. For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran at the American Psychiatric Association.